Do you know, if it were not such a grave disorder, we would be laughing at how absurd it all is. Namely, how sin and pride, heading the list of the seven deadly ones, can so distort our thinking beyond reason. As St. Teresa of Jesus writes in the book of her Foundations, which, by the way, we have a study group in this parish that is studying that work. You can be a part of it, too, every other Wednesday. But anyway, as she writes, often the most reasonable thing seems to us foolish if it is not to our advantage. Sin, pride especially, can really twist our thinking and our reason. Pride. In other words, how I feel, how I look to others, what I want. Pride really can screw up our thinking. It is the fundamental sin of the fall of the human race. The snake tempted the woman by saying, "You and your husband will be like gods." And he fell for it too. And what could be more ego-inflating than to be like a god? But the true and living God, in desiring a people who would love and serve him, who would keep his commandments and walk in his ways, thus directed his people to fasten his words on their foreheads as headbands in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18, and told them to put tassels on the hems of their clothes in Numbers chapter 15, verse 38, as a reminder of their sacred character as the community of God's people. So no wonder in our gospel today that Jesus is so outraged that something that was intended to honor God and to acknowledge obedience to his law becomes instead a means of calling attention to self. Talk about a perversion and a twisting of God's intention. So Jesus is appalled at this, we hear in the gospel. But we cannot afford to be smug at looking at those silly Pharisees who widened their phylacteries and lengthened their tassels. Because we also love our places of honor and front seats, so to speak. We love human respect. For example, how often do we expect to be acknowledged or thanked for any good thing that we do? And how aggrieved we are when we don't get it. Saint Aelred of Rivaux, one of the great early Cistercians, talks about this pride of ours very insightfully in his great work, The Mirror of Charity. He says that as often as we are disturbed by contradiction or correction, or upset by detraction or slander, or overwhelmed and consumed with the plague of sadness, if we were to hunt out the cause for those feelings, he says we would find the root of vanity lying deeply hidden in the recesses of our souls. Because, he says, we think that not only should we never be blamed or corrected, but rather that we should be praised and honored by everybody. And to the degree that we delight in acquiring or receiving honors, it is to that degree that we are vexed when they are refused or taken away. And so therefore, our spiritual task in life as Christians and the way to union with God as Jesus teaches us today in today's gospel, when he says, anyone who humbles himself will be raised up, and you can't get more raised up than union with God. Jesus says that if you wish that union with God, you've got to annihilate that ego. One must humble oneself for union with God. For Christians, it's got to be all about God and not about us. And so, God's words through the prophet Malachi to the priests in our first reading are God's words to us today. He says, and this is quite an indictment, you must sincerely resolve to glorify my name, for none of you makes this resolve. Because we're all too caught up in ourselves, and instead of giving glory to God. So, the only reason, for example, that we should come to Mass is to do that, to glorify God's name. Not because we want to get something out of it. Some people stop going to Mass because they say, I wasn't getting anything out of it. That's my point exactly. Mass isn't about us. It's about God. It's about giving that perfect praise of divine worship to God, which is his due. It's not about what we get out of it. And we do not come to Mass to feed our egos either by pursuing praiseworthy projects. Now, don't go away from here now and say, Father Gregory said good works aren't important. No, good works are a means of glorifying God's name. I'm talking about the intention. Do we come to church to get involved in projects to make ourselves feel good or to make ourselves look good in the eyes of others? That's the question. It's got to be all about God and not about us. And we do not come to Mass to magnify our egos by playing power politics in the Christian community. No, we come to Mass because of what St. John the Baptizer said and what we want to say too, that he must increase and we must decrease. For Christians, it's got to be all about God and not about us. Let us not deceive ourselves. For again, as St. Teresa of Jesus writes in the book of her foundations, so many times the good reasons that we cite for doing any number of things are so easily motivated by our fallen human nature and our own self-love. St. Paul today gives us the example in our second reading. He says that he did not throw his full weight around as an apostle of Christ among the Christians at Thessalonica, but rather he lived unassumingly among them. And so as this Mass continues, let us sincerely resolve to glorify God's name. To his praise forever. Amen.